You're listening to the Armed American Radio Network, brought to you every week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And now, your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome. Let's put another one in the history book, shall we? Welcome to Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters, the Ordinary Guy columnist with Concealed Carry Magazine, your host each and every week right here on the Armed American Radio Network, growing like a weed across the United States. We'll make a couple announcements, some really fun stuff going on this week. What a week it's been, and we're going to pass that information along to you. I can promise you, that you're going to love what you hear. A lot to talk about. First, let's get some of the technical stuff out of the way. Our producer this evening is Sean. The program is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. Check us out at usconcealedcarry.com. We have had a huge uptick in membership since the broadcast back in April. We appreciate it very much. As we say every week on Armed American Radio, it's never been more important than it is right now to get involved, so please do so. Believe me, it's worth every penny. Check us out at usconcealedcarry.com. If you're interested in participating in this evening's broadcast, reach out to me in the studio live, 877-956-9566. That's 877-956-9566. We're emailing, got the email up, fired up and ready to go, checking out the screen right now, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Don't be shy. If you're picking us up on the internet, instead of driving down the road, send us an email. We'll be more than happy to answer your questions. And we're Twittering, we're tweeting. Catch us at twitter.com/AARmark. We're keeping that screen refreshed, and we really appreciate the participation. We've been getting quite a bit of that. It's been a very busy week, ladies and gentlemen, a very busy week, and a lot to discuss. We're going to go into two great guests tonight. Gabe Suarez of Suarez International is here for his second appearance to discuss with us some of the training issues and some products and some really fun stuff for concealed carry permit holders and handgun owners that we didn't get to cover with him about 4 weeks back. And he's been all hop, skipping, and jumping all over the world, and we're going to talk with him about some of the exciting things he's been doing. In the second hour of this evening's broadcast, coming up at the top of the second hour, Mr. Philip Van Cleve will be joining me tonight. And Philip Van Cleve, of course, is the head of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, the VCDL. And wow, what a discussion that's going to be. There's a lot going on up in Virginia relative to politics and guns right now that are going to make a difference for everybody. The VCDL, of course, one of, if not the most effective grassroots organizations in the United States. So a lot of fun with Phil tonight. And I got to throw this one out, too, because next week's broadcast, you absolutely do not want to miss. Susanna Hupp will be here. That's right, Susanna Hupp, who was in the Luby's Cafeteria in Killeen, Texas in 1991 when George Henard walked in, that whack job, nut job psychopath that he was, and murdered 23 people. Two of course, were her mother and father. And her handgun was left in the vehicle following Texas state law, and it cost her the lives of her parents. Susanna Hupp will be here to discuss her new book next week, From Luby's to the Legislature. And believe me when I tell you, this is not something you want to miss. This is going to be a good one. So set your bells or whistles or whatever you got on your telephones and all the technology we have and make sure you're there for that. There's a lot of wacky stuff going on out there this week. New Jersey court says Americans have no right to buy handguns. Can you believe this? New Jersey court says Americans have no right to buy handguns. Of course, this is in the wake of the Heller decision. A New Jersey appeals court apparently has concluded that we, as free people, have no Second Amendment right to buy a handgun. This was an appeals court that was decided last week. I guess the Superior Court upheld a state law that nobody may possess any handgun without obtaining law enforcement approval and permission in advance. So let's line up and let's get some permission from the powers that be in New Jersey so that we can be free people, okay? The McDonald case has never been more important. You guys can check that out. That's a CBS News report. You can go to cbsnews.com if you feel you can keep your dinner in when you read this stuff. I'm telling you, it's just absolutely ridiculous what you're seeing out there. A couple emails that came in. Actually, one first off was a comment that came in on the Armed American Radio website. And this comes to us from Gerald Golnitz. Jared writes in that to everyone on Armed American Radio, in case it hasn't been seen, there has been some recent progress in, wait for this, Illinois. Who's leading the charge? Illinois law enforcement. I did a double take at that. I've had people ask me for years, what do we do up here, man? What do we do? You know, my answer to that has always been move. You're never going to see it in your lifetime. Well, I stand humbly corrected there, because the more thought that I put into it, you know, you can't bail out on generations to follow you. That's not what freedom fighters and patriots do. Freedom fighters and patriots stay, and they fight the cause for those that come after them. And at some point in time, Illinois is going to rid itself of the cancer and the corruption in politics in that city of Chicago and vote themselves in a legislature that recognizes people's freedoms. At some point in time, that's going to happen, and there are some tremendous efforts underway in Illinois to see that that happens. So stay, fight the good fight, and be a patriot up there in Illinois. But what I did as your host was I contacted the PJ Star, the Peoria Journal Star, and a gentleman by the name of Ryan Ory, who wrote a column that this refers to that Jared was kind enough to send us. And I asked for permission for copyright permission to read this to you over the air. And Jared was, and the folks at the Journal Star were kind enough to give us permission to read this to you. So I want to read this to you now. Talk of bringing concealed carry legislation to Illinois gives many residents a fear of the unknown. Several local police chiefs and other personnel said putting fear into the minds of criminals on the streets is also one of the best arguments for allowing concealed carry. If you're not sure if a guy has a gun, you may not try to do some things to him that you might otherwise try to get away with, said Peoria Police Officer Troy Skaggs, president of the Peoria Police Benevolent Union. It's the fear of the unknown. Illinois and Wisconsin, of course, are the only two states without some type of concealed carry law. In February, the Illinois Sheriff's Association passed a resolution supporting a concealed carry law in Illinois with several conditions in place. Now, we can imagine what those are going to be, right? Then in May, Peoria Mayor Jim Artis expressed public support for Peoria becoming a test city for statewide legislation that would allow people to carry guns in a responsible way. During a recent 10-week stint at the FBI's National Academy, which brought 250 worldwide law enforcement executives to Quantico, Virginia, Peoria Police Chief Steven Stedetsgaard said, "Everyone I spoke to was in favor of concealed carry." On July 9th, the village of Bartonville and its police department passed a resolution in support of the ISA's recommendation for legalized concealed carry, accompanied by stringent regulation of the process. "We're supporting the Sheriff's Association with mandated regulations if the legislature decides to enact concealed carry in the state," Bartonville Police Chief Brian Fengel said. "They're already out on the streets. The gangbangers already have guns. This would allow law-abiding citizens to have them with mandatory training and background checks." Bartonville resolution outlines provisions including permits being issued by a statewide agency to ensure consistency in evaluation and screening, proper instruction, gun safety and range training, demonstrated ability to fire accurately and safely, required requalification annually, applications processed by sheriff's departments, including the ability to articulate why a permit is being denied, clear identification indicating if a person is allowed to carry in public, and it goes on and on and on. But it says here, "I'm very much in favor of concealed carry," Settings Guard said. "I believe it's to Peoria's benefit and Illinois' benefit. Ideally, it would be the whole state, but if all we carve out is a piece of central Illinois, I think we should do it. One possible problem with having concealed carry in just one area, of course, as everybody knows, you've got all kinds of, you know, a quilt patchwork of various laws in various areas. But it's a concern of mine," he says, "because we're landlocked by Peoria," Peoriaites Police Chief Dustin Sutton said. "A lot of people who go through the Heights don't even realize they're in the Heights. There aren't distinctive boundaries. We get a lot of Peoria traffic, and most of these people don't know where the boundaries are." Of course, the opponents point to instances of breakdown in which unqualified or unstable people attain the right to carry a gun, and proponents cite statistics showing reduction in certain types of crimes in the years after approving concealed carry legislation. "I don't fear the average law-abiding citizen wanting to apply for a permit," Stedensgaard said. "I feel guns in the hands of criminals and felons. The bottom line is, if somebody is considering breaking into a home or robbing a gas station or attacking someone on the street, if they think they might not survive that confrontation, they're going to think twice. For many people who oppose it, listen to this, one of the biggest fears is seeing their state become the Wild West. To me, the best statistic is 48 states have passed a law and no one has repealed it." Here's the bottom line here. You've got police chiefs and police chief associations and members of law enforcement up there saying, "Hey, come on, let's do this. It's in our best interest." And you've got the opponents up there saying the same thing, that it's going to be the Wild West. Well, let me tell you something. In Tennessee, since restaurant carry bar and bar bill passed, law-abiding citizens, no problems. Drunk driving deaths, 877. Maybe we way out of whack job cars. So anyway, we're getting ready to go to a break here in a couple seconds. When I come back from the break, we're going to bring Gabe Suarez in. We'll talk about some really fun stuff. And you folks up in Illinois, keep your faith up there, okay? Keep fighting the good fight. Keep being a patriot. You might see some freedom here in our own lifetimes. That would be fun to see. After we get back, Mr. Suarez from Suarez International will be with us, and we will talk about all kinds of fun stuff with him. Now, let's see here. Yep, some training stuff, some videos, some tips, techniques, all coming up right after these messages. Don't change the dial. You're on the Armed American Radio Network.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's 3-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the 3-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio. Anti-gunners, we're back. We're going to be bringing Gabe on in 1 second, but I ran my mouth so far and so long about Illinois, I got all happy about that. I forgot to mention Missoula, Montana. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. We love it. Beautiful part of the country. Welcome to the broadcast. Florida, I'm going to tease you with this one. Florida, you're coming next. Tucson, I made a mistake last week. Jumped ahead of myself a little bit. Tucson is beginning broadcasting us in 2 weeks. So welcome to listeners out in Arizona in 2 weeks. I apologize. I said the first of the month. I was off by a couple weeks and kindly corrected by the syndicators. Northern California, you are coming to the Armed American Radio Network. Oh, pretty soon, and we'll let you know. And by the way, you asked for it. You got it. This broadcast is moving to 3 hours. 1 hour wasn't enough. You wanted two. You got it. 2 hours wasn't enough. We agreed. You wanted three. You got it. I'll be making that announcement on the start date of the three-hour broadcast on next week's program. I'm going to welcome Gabe Suarez to Armed American Radio. Gabe, welcome to the program. I'm sorry I got a little bit sidetracked and kept going for a while.
No, not at all. It's good news. So, yeah, great to hear that.
Isn't that exciting stuff? I mean, you know, that actually came out in July, and I missed it. And I'm really glad that Jared sent that to us because it, you know, I used to say to people, I wasn't kidding, you know, you got to move. You're never going to see it in your lifetime. But Patriots don't run. They stay and fight.
Yeah, I'm seeing a change in attitude in a lot of parts of the country, whereas before they didn't worry about a lot of these things, and they seem to be now, and that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. Well, listen, you know, the last time you were on the broadcast, we talked an awful lot about the AK-47, and I want to get anybody who might have missed the program, if you happened to miss us when Gabe was on about, about 4 weeks ago?
Yeah, roughly.
About 4 weeks ago, if you missed it, we talked some absolutely incredible training. Gabe is the proprietor of, among any many other things, Suarez International, his flagship, and one of the country's most renowned, one of the world's most renowned handgun experts, rifle and shotgun, one of the best trainers in the country. Gabe, I had an opportunity while you were traveling around the country, or around the world, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Over the last month to train with Tiger McKee. I guess you've done some work with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tiger's a good man.
He is, and his programs were great, and you know, in the short time that I had with him, I learned from him what I didn't know about my AR-15. Tiger was on the air with us last week, and I learned how little I knew about my weapon.
Yeah.
And now, we talked a lot about the AK. I want to direct you to the pistol right now.
Mm-hmm.
Your handguns, what's your favorite and why?
Well, I've been carrying Glock since 1995. I like simple, and, you know, I think, it, again, in my opinion, that that's about as simple as it gets, you know, unless you want to go to a revolver or something like that. You know, that's what we see the most of in classes, too, actually.
Is the Glock?
Yeah.
Do you ever hear anything people say, the safety issue with the Glock? Well, it doesn't have a safety. Or, you know, I've heard that, you know, a Glock is, you know, you can have, it's easy to have a discharge with a Glock. What I tell people is that, you know, people are afraid of the 1911, for example. They look at it, and it looks very monstrous. And it looks like a beast. It's cocked and locked,
mm-hmm.
And it looks real dangerous. But what the 1911 looks like on the outside is what the Glock looks like on the inside, right?
Yeah, basically, yeah. You know, I think that when you have a new invention that comes out that, or you know, a new concept that comes out that, you know, threatens the status quo. You know, there's going to be a lot of people that are against it, and there's been you know, a lot of people that have invested you know, their reputations and everything on a certain weapon system, and you know, something like the Glock may not be something that supports their view of the world.
Yeah, change scares people. Where have we heard that before?
Yeah, exactly.
But I've carried them for years, and I've actually moved back to the Glock 23, which I actually am carrying is on my hip right now, and the Glock I trust right out of the box.
Sure.
I don't have to take a Glock, as much as I hate to say this, and I know the purists are probably screaming at me right now, but I don't feel that I need to put 100 rounds of Winchester XST Ranger at $32 a box through that thing because I know it's going to eat whatever I feed it. That's been my experience. You feel mm-hmm. the same way?
Yeah, I just picked up a new Glock. I keep an eye out for you know, weapons that are used, or even when there's a new one that's on sale, because we do so much teaching. Oftentimes we have to loan weapons to students, And, you know, I just picked up a new one, and I have a grab bag full of assorted ammo, everything from, you know, old laser safety slugs to Wolf ammo to whatever. And I grabbed a couple of handfuls, loaded up a few magazines, and went out back and fired, and everything went through there like nothing. So not going to see that with a lot of different pistols that are out there, but you'll see that with the Glock.
Yeah, Tiger shot me through about all the 9mm I had left. I've got to make another purchase here. I had an absolutely phenomenal time with him out at Shoot Right Academy, Firearms Academy out in Alabama. What a beautiful place that was on that 60 acres, and I had the opportunity, the privilege, actually, and the honor to be able to train with him one-on-one for the day, and wow, what a day it was. You really learn, and I was up in Wisconsin on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday meeting and staying with our friend, Mr. Timothy Schmidt, who, by the way, I forgot to say hello to his children, Dagny and Sten. You're an hour behind us on Central Time. I hope you're enjoying the broadcast. Don't stay up too late. Your mom just got home. Thanks for your hospitality this week. I appreciate it. But I was up there with Tim, our good friend up there, and, you know, we got to talking about all kinds of fun stuff and things we want to do, and your name came up repeatedly. Really looking forward to taking one of your force-on-force classes here real soon.
Anytime you guys want to come up, feel free.
What's that?
Anytime you guys want to come up or you know, I mean, we've got classes all over the country, so, you know, just look at the schedule there and, you know, let me know which class you're interested in. I'll make sure you get in.
Yeah, that's something I would like to experience. Tell me something. What differentiate the training that Tiger does with what you do? I know you're more, aren't you more, you know, face-to-face type training?
Well, I don't want to, you know, speak about Tiger's training because I did a couple of classes, actually one class at his place. Gosh, I'm thinking that was back about, you know, 1999 or 2000. So I don't really know what he's doing, but what I'm doing is I take a very combative approach to the whole thing. It's not so much about being able to shoot; it's about being able to fight. And you can have guys that are great shots that you know that may not necessarily have a good fighting skill set. So what we try to do is we try to develop some skill with the firearm, obviously on the range. And then we step away from the range and we go to force on force. We put the real guns away. We get out, either the airsoft or some munitions, whatever guys have, and we set up gunfights. And that way guys can tell right away whether what they're training on the range is going to work or not. And, you know, we have a way of doing that so it doesn't turn into a game. It gets very serious and very intense. But, you know, you leave with a true picture of what can I really do in a fight.
Do you... We have discussed this before, but the new guy or the new gal that comes to your class, intimidation factor at first, you loosen them up, you get them shooting on the range, and then you take them to force on force?
Well, you know, if I had my way, what I would do with a brand new person is I would have them do nothing but force on force for a while so that they would know exactly what this whole thing is about, you know, and then when they got to the range, they would have a view of things different than the average person. However, that's kind of hard to do. So what we do is we have basic level classes and we bring them in and they, you know, learn all the A's and B's and so on, and then we move on from there. And eventually we let them go into force on force if that's something that they want to do.
Gabe, hang on 1 second. We'll be right back after the break, everybody, with more training tips and techniques from Gabe Suarez. See you in just a second.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. We're joined by Gabe Suarez of Suarez International, One Source Tactical, and a host of other companies. We'll talk with him about that in just a second. We have a tweet that came into us here from TN Murdoch, Glock 36 rocks. My finger is my safety. There is only one reason for my finger to be on that trigger, and that's to send it downrange. I couldn't agree with that anymore, Gabe. I'm sure you agree with that one, especially with a Glock.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, listen, we were talking a little bit about some force-on-force. Let's go over to a couple other fun stuff. You've got a new holster design out there, don't you, the Archangel?
Yeah.
I'm looking at it. Tell me about it. That thing looks pretty cool.
Well, you know, we really like Kydex, especially here in Arizona, because it gets hot. And, leather holsters are very nice, but, if you train hard, you're out working around, the desert and so on, you tend to sweat a lot. And, my experience has been with leather is that, it doesn't last as long as Kydex. The other thing is Kydex is faster and, in my opinion, a little bit easier to work with and to draw from and so on. So what I wanted was a holster that could be used for appendix carry, which is what we prefer, as well as for strong sight or cross draw, whatever guys want, because everybody's got different needs and opinions and so on. But, you know, and something that was easy on and easy off, because, you know, a lot of people sometimes they go into areas where, you know, they may want to, you know, take their gun off for some reason. You know, personally, I can't imagine why, but that's a, you know, it's a need. So I had our holster maker make these up, and they're very, very nice. They're slim. They're easy to carry. They're comfortable. I really like them.
You know, I can speak from experience with training out there just last week, because it was the most recent training I've had. I was carrying a Galco leather holster, which is a beautiful holster when you're not going to be on the range and you're not going to be drawing your weapon time after time after right. time after time after time. Even though it's a very high-quality holster, reholstering was a lot more of an effort than the Kydex and the Archangel. I'm looking at an image of it right now. You know, that's, you actually kind of led me into a question, because I knew that you preferred the appendix carry. Why do you prefer appendix carry? For what reasons?
Well, I was a traditional strong side carry guy for many years. Then we started integrating a lot of the other systems out there, such as the knife, such as ground fighting, such as all these different things, as well as really ramping up our participation in force on force. And you know, bottom line, your hands can always reach the center line of your body, no matter where you are or how you are, whether you're pressed up against a wall or on the ground with somebody on top of you trying to pound you. And it became evident to us that appendix carry allowed you to do all of these things, still allowed you to draw your pistol under all of these circumstances. As well, it was faster, because the way the arms naturally move, it requires probably about a third less motion to get to your gun and then to get your gun on target.
It makes sense. And I think if anybody stands in front of a mirror, stands anywhere, mm-hmm. and reaches for the appendix, they're going to be able to get to that quicker
sure.
than, you know, reaching to your back, right strong side hip or left strong side hip, depending on which is your dominant hand. You know, with these 15-degree forward cant holsters, it's almost an unnatural motion, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
You know, you've got to reach that thing forward, and it requires an awful lot of practice, and that goes into some of the mindset things that we talked about previously on the last broadcast, and we touched on with Tiger last week. And you have a mindset DVD coming out in a couple weeks too.
Yes,
and
I don't
think it's on your website yet, but man, that stuff is so important, and I learned that firsthand last week from one of the best.
Well,
tell us why.
This is going to be a very intense DVD. There's a lecture that I do occasionally in classes called The Three Faces of the Gunfight, and it involves, you know, your mental and physical preparation, basically getting ready for the event, just like a fighter would be getting ready for a fight. The two or three things that you need to remember to do well in the fight, and then, of course, all the infamous after action and aftermath and all that sort of thing, you know, how to handle yourself, how to prepare for it, so that any fallout that may come from it is minimal, if any. I just had our editor shoot me an email a couple of days ago, and he sent it out already for my review. He's done a lot of DVDs for the martial art and gun industry, and he says this is very intense material. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he was able to do with it.
How many discs is it going to be?
Just one.
One disc.
Yeah.
And is there any particular focus? Anything that you is there any kind of key point that runs through the whole DVD?
I think the most important thing is this. You know, today there are a lot of people that would scare you to death about the aftermath of the fight and all that sort of thing. You know, and the bottom line is that it is a fight. Certainly, we want to avoid it if possible, and you want to have good tactics and all that sort of thing. But when the fight comes to you, you need to be concerned with one thing and one thing only, and that's prevailing in the fight. If you're worried about all these other side issues, liability and all these other things that people like to make a big deal about, yeah, they're important, but not at that very moment. If you're dead, all of that's a moot point. So worst case, if they sue you and you lose all your money, you can always make some more. If they put you in jail, you'll get out, you'll get to start your life again. But if you allow yourself to get killed, that's it. You're done. And not only that, but there are people that rely on you for their protection. So you have your wife and kids with you, and you fail to act because you were concerned about getting in trouble or something like that. Well, it's not only you that are dead now, it's also them. And to me, that's unacceptable. So we try and get that idea across to these people. Avoid it if you can, but if you can't, get in there and finish it.
You see that stuff all over the place, and it is. It's scare tactic stuff that you see everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There are books written about it.
Sure.
Mossad has said it so eloquently, and he said it here. We've been privileged to hear it come from himself here on this broadcast that, like you just said, when the fight comes, you have to be ready. And he said never in any of his times in court has he, you got people worrying about what ammo I'm carrying in my gun, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
And his response is, if you are legally and lawfully able to defend your life with the firearm, it doesn't matter what's in it.
That's right.
So, what's your objective? Deliver, die.
Yeah.
And that mindset stuff is going to be pretty intense. I'm looking forward to seeing some of that stuff. I know you got a shotgun video that was out. I was speaking with George Hill, the Mad Ogre, earlier tonight, and he wanted me to ask you about that. He's actually incorporated the shotgun techniques that you teach in the DVD in one of his classes since he's gotten that. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, yeah, basically, I want to keep everything as simple as possible because, we only have so many hours in the day to train. And so the shotgun material is, for all intents and purposes, identical to what we do with the submachine gun and what we do with the rifle, and conceptually the same as what we do with a pistol. So, clearing a malfunction with a shotgun is conceptually the same as what you do with a handgun. Reloading it is the same, and so on. So we basically take the shotgun and we apply it into that matrix that we're using, and we show you how to run it like that. We identify specifically what the shotgun is for. It's not, as a substitute for a rifle. It's its own weapon, and in its niche, it's the most powerful thing going. But the problem I see today is that so many guys want to try and turn it into something. It's not like a ballistic Leatherman's tool, and it's just not that. But in its realm, in the distances where it is intended to be used, man, that's, it's a start and finish of the fight.
Well, the old adage holds true that you use your pistols to fight your way to your rifle, and then you can hear a couple of them say you should have never left your rifle to begin with. But we can't carry it around with us all the time, or can't carry the shotgun around with us, so what are we left relegated? We're relegated to our handguns.
Yeah, I think that you have to be very, very, very good with a pistol. That should be your bread and butter. It should be what you spend the most time with, because that's what you have always.
That's what you're carrying with you when you go to the grocery store,
exactly,
or the convenience store.
Exactly.
Stick around. We'll be right back right after these messages with Gabe Suarez. We've got an email in here with a great question for him that I want to ask him, a super question. And we will be right back on the Armed American Radio Network all across the country in just a couple seconds. See you in just a few.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio. I am your host, Mark Walters. Feel free to reach out to us at 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566, or tweet me, twitter.com/AARMark, twitter.com/AARMark, or email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. We've had a few emails come in tonight that I'm not going to be able to get to. Some of them are off topic. Please keep them on topic. I hate not to read you. I want to get everybody that's listening to us on the air tonight. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. Gabe, we're joined by Gabe Suarez again. Gabe, I apologize. I'm coming out of those breaks, and I've got so much I want to talk with you about. My mind goes over to the computer screen here, so I trip over my words from time to time. But we have a message here from Ed Rouse, and Ed Rouse is the father of Samuel Rouse. We talk with him, and we've asked him to give us updates, and he has a great question for you. And Ed says, I have a question for you and Mr. Suarez. For those of us out here where we can't take much training available, what would the two of you recommend for self-training, i.e. drills and tactics, till we could get more professional training? I don't want to be learning bad habits, but want to develop more skill. I do get a lot from reading and from the radio show, but would like some advice from two of the best. And I can't put myself in a league with you by any stretch. I get my training from you. So how would you answer that for him?
Well, not everybody can go to class. But there's a couple of things that you can do. The first one is to join my forum, which is warriortalk.com. It's free, doesn't cost anything, and there's a great deal of information on there. I run it pretty much with an iron hand. I don't let anybody do what, you know, often happens in internet forums, which is a lot of, you know, abuse and craziness and stuff like that. That just doesn't happen in my house. And the second thing, which, you know, unfortunately it's not free, but it is available, is to, get one of the DVDs that we have for sale. We have everything right now on handgun from basic marksmanship to point shooting to force on force to advanced gunfighting, you name it. It's all there. We're even preparing a DVD for the ladies because, they have different issues than we do. But, my goal is to have something available for everybody, regardless of what their personal needs are, that we'll have something available in the library for them.
We can learn an awful lot from the stuff that you put out on those DVDs. You can learn a lot from watching Personal Defense TV. You can learn a lot from dry fire practice at home. You can learn a lot with your draw, different concealed carry methods. I mean, let's face it, at this time of the year around the country, the weather's changing everywhere. Mm-hmm. People's carry methods are changing. They're transitioning maybe from one holster system to another, one rig to another, maybe one gun or another caliber to another, depending on the weather situation where they live.
Sure.
But, you got to get out there from time to time. And I know it can be prohibitively expensive for a lot of people, myself included. I mean, let's face it, it's not easy to do. It's a time issue. But, mm-hmm. You watch the DVDs, you can practice this stuff in the comfort of your own home. You can practice outside. And if you're lucky enough to have a wide swatch of land, for crying out loud, you can practice on your own property.
Well, yeah, and the other thing that a lot of guys can do is once they have the knowledge, they can, just dry practice at home, just, practice handling and drawing and manipulating their pistols. I had a class recently in Czech Republic, which was such a pleasure to teach. These guys, they knew exactly what we were going to do, and they had a pretty good idea how to do it and everything else. And it turns out that what these guys had done is they had bought a couple of DVDs and watched them repeatedly and trained what was on the DVDs. And so as a result, they had a pretty good grasp of what we were going to do in class, and their performance was really nice.
Now, you were out in the Czech Republic. Was that recent training?
Yeah, I've been, I've been in, six countries this year so far. And, I'm done for the year. I'm not
kidding. Hey, listen, you're in one of the most pretty parts of the United States in Arizona. You're in Prescott,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Beautiful out there. Stay home for a little while.
That's what I'm planning on doing.
This is the time of year to be there. Gabe, I want to ask you about where you go in the world and what kind of people you train, but we've got a call in from Harding, and I don't know where he's from, so we're going to find out real quick. Harding has a question about having two guns. Harding, are you on Armed American Radio. Are you on the broadcast with us?
Yes, I am.
Well, we appreciate you calling in. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Norwalk, Connecticut.
Okay, great. Harding, you've got a question that says up here about having two guns. Ask away, my friend.
Okay. I normally carry concealed a Glock 22, which is 40 cal, which I think is a real stopper, without getting up to the 45s. But sometimes I also have another gun, either an ankle holster or somewhere else. My question is, what is your thoughts on having the two guns in different calibers? I'm an old revolver guy, carried one in Vietnam as a backup. I was a sniper, and I carried that because it was faithful. It was a big old Ruger Blackhawk 357 Magnum, and I know that it's easier to conceal a pistol. No, semi-auto, but I've tended to like my backup in either 357 or 38. I just wondered what your thoughts were about that.
Harding, we appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Gabe, you want to take that one?
Well, it's fine. It's not it's not a big deal. I mean, it certainly is going to help if both pistols are in the same caliber. But I don't think it's essential. And, the idea is that you have the smaller gun and you keep it with you all the time, and when you get to the office or you get home, or sometimes you have to go in places that it might not be socially appropriate to have a pistol with you. I stay out of those places, but I know that not everybody can. The big primary weapon can kind of be put in its place, but the little one will stay with you. The only thing I would suggest is get away from ankle carry, because it's not easy to get something out of ankle carry. There's a lot of other possibilities, pocket carry and so on, especially up in your part of the world this time of year when things tend to get a little bit chilly. Probably always going to be wearing a coat, so putting a J-frame, let's say, in a coat pocket is not out of the realm of the reasonable.
And the 380s are very good sellers around this time of year, too. You know, well, the ammunition's coming back, but that's a great little pocket gun, too. I know it's, again, Gabe, I want to stay away from the caliber war with you. I actually had intended on trying to suck you into that one tonight.
Well, you know, my perspective is this, okay? You know, everybody, well, not everybody, but there are a lot of people that are very, very vociferous about the whole caliber thing, but I don't think any of them want to volunteer to take five shots in the face from a 32 C camp.
You better believe it. I don't care if it's a 22.
Yeah.
I don't want to get shot, period.
Exactly.
And, you know, let's face it, the gun looks a whole lot bigger when it's pointed at you. And, you know, then it may be. But you're absolutely correct about that. And people need to, I think people need to relax about that. It's, it, again, to quote Mossad, it's better to carry something than nothing. I'd rather have something than nothing.
Yeah.
And if that's what works for you, and where he is up in Norwalk, Connecticut, it's going to start getting cold up there, and he is going to be able to have a lot of cover garment on. So, you know, hey, Harding, we appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Gabe, I was looking over here, and I saw this New Jersey court says Americans have no right to ban handguns anymore. I got to chuck that. Or have no right to own handguns or to buy handguns. I got to get rid of that stuff. It kind of makes you sick to your stomach to look at that. It's mind-boggling in today's day and age. Gabe, tell us a little bit about some of the other stuff you got going on. We talked about the holster. We talked about the DVD. Where can people find you? Where can they get involved in your classes? And then I want to ask you about where you've been around the world. And you know what? Before we get into that stuff, let's do that. What are you finding? You know, when you're training in the U.S., I'm assuming that you're getting a different caliber of marksman or handgun owner than you're finding in the Czech Republic or you know, Costa Rica or wherever you go. Am I right?
It depends. Some places, you know, you go and, you know, it's a much looser environment and, you know, you can't run the class like you're in the U.S. because it's just not going to be taken well. Other places that I've gone, they are very, very serious. They train very, very hard. And they take everything very seriously because, you know, they might go into harm's way, you know, that night. You know, places like, you know, some areas in South America that, you know, we've been to, you know, South Africa, for example. You know, they're in class in the morning and they might have to, you know, very, very realistically have to use what we learned that night. So, but it's always a pleasure to go to those places, you know. One thing I found is that, you know, the I don't know the gun community is even the right word for it, but the type of folks that I run into, you know, they would fit right in any place that guys like you and I would care to go, you know, and we have more in common with those people than I think, you know, many Americans understand.
That's pretty cool stuff, and I bet, you know, you're all over the place. I bet you see some really neat stuff out there. Listen, we're going to get ready to hear a little bit of Ted Nugent music signaling the end of tonight's broadcast, you know, in about a minute. And I want everybody to know where to find your stuff.
Okay. The main site is SuarezInternational.com. Our gear, the holsters and everything, is sold at One Source Tactical. That's OneSourceTactical.com. And then our internet forum is warriortalk.com. Come and join us. I think you'll like what you see.
I couldn't say that better myself. I'm a member of the forum, and it's great stuff.
Thank you, Gabe.
Thanks so much for joining Armed American Radio tonight. We appreciate it,
thank you.
It will not be your only appearance, or I should say your second appearance. It'll be your third coming up soon. Thank you so much.
Looking forward to it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you.
Stick around with us for the next hour. Mr. Philip Van Cleve will be joining us. We've got an awful lot to discuss. We appreciate you listening to us. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, coast to coast. See you in the next hour.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now.